Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah, welcome ones and ones to Unscripted.
It's a tape,
guys, and a reggae man. I am your host, Coffee. And across from me this time is not international reggae dancer superstar, because he is off being an international reggae dancer superstar in other countries. So yeah. Craig is off, I don't know, show off for going and money for make. It's more estate for Bill and so. But Garth Williams, the pressure for TVJ, can tell us that today was a TVJ.
No, this is not the, because
the,
of TVJ.
The man acquired the wealth.
Yeah, I mean, and he displays it openly. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Just say, yo, merch and so what? When you can't do nothing about it, it's beautiful.
Financially flamboyant.
No, definitely
for,
not.
For us on this side of the divide, well, for me, on this side of the divide,
it is
money now. I tell you how free money now, man. It is magnificent.
I put it to you that my accumulation of wealth is dwarfed by both of you.
That's very nice of you.
Kind
of
you.
No, I'm being serious.
I'm being serious.
Right.
International, I mean, world famous TV host, Garth Williams.
Wrong the world.
The man who run social media every minute we see the next video for
Garth. Oh, God.
Him say one. Oh, God himself.
Yeah.
Welcome, my brother.
Bad man, all the while.
And to my right, the man who embraced me somehow seemed longer than Hope Road.
Poor and bossy.
What I say? Old Hope Road. Both of them. Both of them combined. Yeah, what do you must say? Because, oh, by the way, guys, this is the great Rodney, illustrious Rodney Campbell.
Respect.
So the other day, we're up on the socials.
What are you naming after the people that
I already introduced myself. I'm the host, Coffee.
Yeah, but you're not looking
at nothing. I just want to be from another one part.
The girl, them tea.
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Right.
That's
Seriously.
We're not special. However,
yeah,
I went on the socials recently just to see what I go on, you know, how the people might receive the show. We have a video on TikTok that is over 120,000 views. It just a shot.
That's the one with the songs?
I think so. I think that's the one.
Yeah.
But the comments.
On the tape, song we never there, but carry on.
Sir.
No, carry on.
We leave us alone.
We're not getting distracted.
Honestly, we didn't think it really fit your social liking, though. You know. We decided we were going to have a quiz on National Geographic, and that would be a little bit more of your street. Sorry, highway.
Match your repertoire.
Yeah.
We can tell him to fuck off. We can do that.
Please,
You could.
Open.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
So, go on this video.
You're cerebral.
Thousands of comments. Majority of them.
Yeah.
Burn out Rodney. Because I waved it to glory. And
Still. Bro, that's... Oh, Jesus.
I keep learning more and more about Rodney from the comments. Because first of all, I never know him was savage.
Pause. You learn more about people's opinion of Rodney.
I mean, fine.
Because what I'm saying don't necessarily make you know about him.
But it opened my eyes to some things that he did in his past that I was unaware of, i.e. savage. I had no idea he was a character called Savage.
Right.
I didn't remember that this is the same person from Glory to Gloriana, because I did watch Glory to Gloriana.
Right.
But for somehow, I'm not one of them people who get emotionally invested, so I'm not going to hate the character. I'm not going to say, hey, Rodney,
I've suffered. I've been given a lot of love but I have physically suffered because of people who...
Them can't separate the character
as my son Alex from the said, person. Them coming like grandma or at soap opera.
Yeah.
Them violent towards the TV and the and they don't separate.
The character from the actor.
No, I've had somebody jump on me. Right. After them smiling me very nice to just to ascertain why I'm. Is you do something? Yeah, man. Yeah. Jump on me, tear off my clothes, scratch me. Security, I will pull them off.
That happened as well, yeah. As I mentioned, soap opera as well. I don't know if you remember when
it was weird.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Right. You remember Stefano?
We get that. So.
He was attacked in New York, you know.
Stefano was a dirty man still. I mean
the
character.
The theory is, if you can elicit that from a viewing public, the love to hate,
right.
You have achieved the true villainacity.
I think. I mean, mission accomplished. I guess they played the role well enough that people aren't able to separate the role from
So there's a phrase for it. Since we don't have me as a nerd, there's a phrase for it. Let us play.
You decided you want the world to think you and your glasses nerdified you.
Guys, your nerddom dwarfs my nerddom, which is incredible. So please continue.
So it's a term for it called parasocial relationship. You must know about that. Parasocial relationship.
Hold on. Oh, my phone is charged.
We're gonna put the definition. But
parasocial relationship is just where like people form connections or relationships with people on TV or in this age, like social media. Mm-hmm. So whether from a movie, reading the news as a journalist, reporter, whatever it is, them feel like them have a connection to you, whether negative or positive.
There are people who watch TV and have come to the conclusion that Garth is mild-mannered, intellectually oceanic.
Hey, you see that?
Right?
You see that? Great minds.
That kind of thing. And I say,
if only they knew.
Yeah.
How depraved he was.
I really wasn't going to go there with it. I'm just saying to you that.
How much of a villain he can be?
Me, villain?
If we were making one of those really scary movies, God would be the
unsuspecting villain. Don't know that trick all over. Say, yo, he means this wonderful person.
The professor in the basement.
Who will pull the strings.
No.
I am the
you
plot
can
twist.
See it now, bone and blood are flying.
Plot twist.
Come on, I am the plot twist.
Got this whole time.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Anything going on over the Labor Day weekend? And I do nothing special. Anything you want to mention?
Labor.
You labored. How did you do it?
I never said I labored. You ask anything going on. I'm said.
Hey!
I see what you did there. Yeah.
At that time, what I mean is,
Papi, hey, I live on the fifth floor,
my friend.
I don't live here.
I don't do sports day, my friend. You know, no orange house, no green house, my friend.
I live on the fifth floor. I don't live here.
I just did some work with the council and member of parliament.
So you go around the labor and spruce up people. People place and whitewash to sidewalk and anything like
painted a couple of.
He walked there.
Speed bumps.
Amplified
right.
His TV presence by being seen as industrious and not just illustrious.
And improved the presence of the member of parliament. You see, you boy contributing. You see that? Team of the dreamer.
Hey.
Every support. Every support and in a community.
When you get to Venezuela, you call me Pedro.
That's good. I mean, labor every day of the week. So that day, them sleep, your friend. Yeah, plug out, sleep extra few hours.
No,
was new really though.
Yeah, you know, but you remember saying every day is Labor Day. So, so you know.
Yeah, so you understand.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
that's,
he,
yeah.
He said
that's
it. Right. He said it.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. But we're here to discuss a topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
A topic.
And in this case, we decided for kind of try to help women understand a little bit more about us. Because I think more time...
Be a little more specific when you say us.
Men.
Okay. No, because I could have us as a panel.
No. I'm trying to help women understand a little bit more about men.
So the man dissect the context.
Yeah. And I appreciate that's why we need that, innit? That's why we need that more time.
Look, well, I see I'm probably have some women out there watching right now.
Pythagoras.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, individual. You know? But in this case, we're trying to make women get a view into what a phrase that many of them would have heard in their life. Probably several times throughout their lives, them would have heard, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah. A phrase that they always use with an understood meaning. And a phrase that we use that they reject
right.
for any meaning it might have.
Right, because through some insecurity of theirs, it would probably mean that we are conjuring up an excuse to tell them that, you know what, I don't want to deal with you. Right. You're not the one for me.
You know what it means when you tell a woman that the second thing that got through her mind, how could you not? Be ready for a relationship with
me.
Me.
Like, yeah, they take it personal. Like,
you realize, and the next thing should I tell you, which you might tell you, you know how many people out there would just drop at the opportunity. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, man, that's yeah.
Like the elevator.
In most instances, you know, what they don't understand is, I would like to drop at the opportunity too. But I can't afford to, for different reasons. Be it when I'm going to feel like I have enough money. Because I mean, that's something where women understand. So men, well, the ones with ambition, we're really in a situation where we actually build something for ourselves and ultimately them. But if it means, say, yo, I have to sacrifice the amount of time I'm going to spend at work, the amount of the relationships I can build, because sometimes I need for network and sometimes I need for friend up to a woman too. I'm mean, no say you now can deal with that.
Man build legacy, you know. Woman build luxury, you know.
It then not that brother, but you know what they need so to build luxury.
So two different. So them not understand how let's build together. It's a different thing you are dealing with, you know, because how you see this relationship, and I tell you I'm not ready. You don't understand. What you are building is probably. Some elements of it is probably what I'm thinking about. But that's not what I'm building.
Yeah.
It's like you put two kids in a kindergarten with building blocks. They might be working on the same thing. But if they have two different ideas about them building,
mm-hmm.
one build a strange thing and the other one start build, and go on and you say, what is? Him understand what him vision.
Yeah. And they're not willing to accept that sometimes my vision of right now, you can't fit in it no way, no how. So it has nothing to do with you, but it has everything to do with me. And me in a position where I can say, yo, what I need right now is space to work. What I need right now is to be able to do what I need to do without having to worry about somebody around you. So I can take it personal when I build me.
And supportive don't mean that at all times me hold you and you hold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Supportive can really be.
Me have to let you go, make
no, just sit down there.
Mm-hmm.
Your greatest support sometimes is silence.
No, that's so true. I mean, I think when we say it, right, it is literally what we mean. There is no reading between the lines. There is no, it's not cryptic. It's very straightforward. We are not ready. I am not ready for a relationship. Now, as you point out already, it could be something, some women may take it personally. As well they should, because in some instances, it is, the statement from the man is incomplete. I'm not ready for a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, with you, with you.
That.
With you is really what appears to be the dagger and the incomplete.
Right.
Because I'm not ready for a relationship with you can end at this time. Or can end because.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And at this time, so what do I say? Some other time, why some other time? Or because, and I'm still, the first thing is,
so
you think, well, the need for,
because you're always weird. I see him frowns the night till they come out of bed at night time. Dude, don't love it.
Whoa, bro. Like, what's going on?
Hypothetical speaking, I've never been into it.
So, I'm not ready for a relationship. That.
You ever wonder how them paint this wall?
No.
Oh, okay.
You wonder?
Okay.
I never.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.
In 90.
No, don't mention it.
You miss the offensive part in that. 90.
Oh, 90 and offensive part? No, I think I frowned it.
Bro, who in this day and age?
No, man, 90.
You're stepping into bed with this 90.
No, man, 90 are sleepwear, man. But you don't know.
The fuck same in a structure. If you go sleep with somebody who is appearing in a 90. Make me wonder.
Make a shot for night going, you know.
No, bro, that's even worse, bro.
I sleep.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Yeah, stop coming up in and sleep on that.
Just remember,
golden age.
Just remember that coffee.
My friend, one of the golden girls.
Right? Just remember, coffee is something where various age groups will drink. That's what I'm saying.
Some of them teeth. No, yo. That's why I'm not ready for a relationship with somebody where I soak them teeth in a glass.
I'm not ready for a relationship. It could be emotional reasons. Right? It could be practical reasons. It could be preferential reasons.
Academic reasons.
That's preferential. But
well,
no, you right now I'm going for this degree.
Right, no, which fall into the same preferential because are practical because you're doing this particular thing in your life now,
mm-hmm.
and women require attention, right?
Awesome.
And time, mm-hmm. which are two different things,
mm-hmm.
right? And
some more than others,
right? Yeah, but
I mean, at varying degrees, it is a requirement, regardless.
But attention and time.
So does your dog.
Exactly.
So, for sure. You understand me?
Or if you have a pet fish. You really just throw food feeding your pet fish every now and again. You don't play with your pet fish, you don't have to walk it.
Right.
Bro, you know what's that? No, you go right.
All
right,
cool, thanks.
Frowns in 90 and a pet fish. And a pet fish. You see where this is going, right?
Okay.
Yeah, him not ready for a lot of things. But
GBT.
What country?
No, coffee with him two studio album. Frowns in 90.
Pet fish. Yeah.
Right.
Fish in 90.
But the reasons may vary because when you talk about pursuing a degree, right, or a career, right, it could be a career switch where you move from one particular discipline into another. It could be a new role that you're taking on. It could be, as you mentioned, a degree and them kind of thing. So,
moving from employment to entrepreneurship.
Those things. You know. Right. So, it could be those things. And then you are unable or you recognize that you may have a challenge in terms of the amount of bandwidth you have to take on a relationship. You know? And if you don't have it, and decide to still have a pursue the relationship and then you fall short. Falling short of what she requires in terms of time and available attention and them way there, then are problems.
But are you wrong? Mm-hmm. Or is it right that you analyze the early part of a relationship? Because mm-hmm. remember, Nene, you're not ready for a relationship can mean the next step.
Yeah.
So is it a better idea that you look down the road and say, is this somebody who, based on where we've been thus far, who can understand and relate to I might need to not have this now, to not move to this now. Right? Right. We as man, you know, anytime a man tell us take it slow, mm-hmm. or anytime a man tell you about right now not so ready, that's fine. We always find little ways to say, I'm here for you.
I'll be there.
Is it important for us with these egos that we generally generate to analyze that kind of woman early who might say the equivalent? Yeah, okay, I appreciate the fact that you've brought this up front and you say you're not ready now. I'm not going anywhere. I've seen
where
them not do it. Stop it.
All right. Well, me personally, me agree with you in terms of a general
thing. Yeah.
Because I know examples in my own family as well of women who have waited until the timing was right mm-hmm. for proceeding with one of my uncle. You understand mm-hmm. me? Mm-hmm. Uncles, really. You understand? So, I see them thing there in my own life. But generally, it not really happen. And I do suppose this was, I'm not assuming here, this was definitely a time before we are in the age where we are now, where these little black mirrors,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can gain a wider cross-section of opinions.
Options.
And well, not even options, but just opinions in terms of how women think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know you have a lot of influencers. I mean, not the opinions, the options.
Not the influencers who share them, but the one who actually have a brain and use it.
Right, well, thought leaders. I mean, no, because remember, you know,
did he just create a whole thing for us to pursue one day? Who's that?
We should, because majority of the people who them claim right now on social media are influencers.
Show your ideas. Okay, there
we go. We might go off topic a little bit, but just remember, influence come in a variety of ways.
No, man, I understand what you're saying. I'm just speaking to the influencers that you're referencing right now, in the case of these are the ones who have original ideas and stuff that people can actually...
Or even if it's not original ideas, they must share ideas that have existed, but they might give them opinion on
it. Via a much broader scope now than before.
So, you know, you have people who...
not to separate the two, because you have a few with them share them, but then them have
right.
brilliant ideas.
Exactly. But you know, people then, we use like emotional music and the dim lighting and them say some things like, you know, if people make time for the things that they really want, which is total bullshit.
And that's why I wanted to stick with it. That's why I wanted to go with original ideas, because what happens is a lot of them are regurgitating things that they've heard in other spaces. But I like the people who can tell you.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Their original idea and their own unique feeling and position on certain things. So those are the ones who I value those inputs.
Yeah.
Right.
And those are the ones who kind of make me feel like, yo, we need to help them understand. Say, yo. Especially, but they have two questions for you a while ago. I'm interrupting. My sincere apologies.
Yeah.
After you finish, I have two questions for you.
No, that's kind of just wrapping the point. I was just following up on something Rodney said. I mean, I know that he was generalizing and I don't want people out there to say, across at them phone screen, tablet screen, whatever kind of screen.
Yeah, but nothing goes that.
Yeah, but you still have some simple Susan or some simple Simon.
True. And then we miss the point.
So, and I'm telling you, I'm not even trying
Yeah, we don't even consider
to get the simplistic mind wrapped around here. What I'm saying.
Sure.
So,
one of them serious, one of them not so serious. Which one of them is that?
Not so
serious. Go with the not so serious.
Yeah.
So you said uncles.
Right.
In your previous comment.
Yeah.
Was the same woman with multiple uncles or is multiple women? And
well,
that's what I heard.
Right.
That's it, they throw me out there.
He didn't say uncle, but
uncles.
Uncles, I'm not saying.
When he correct me, I said, pull up. And the same woman with multiple uncle card. This, no. So that, this would make the show nice.
No, this would make that woman
a legend.
Because she got uncles.
There you go.
To understand where I'm going.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's got, one day, it's got though, but your second question.
Yeah, my second question is the fact that we're now speaking from this angle of growth and maturity. We are, each of us, over 40.
Go on, man.
Huh?
You past 40?
Yeah.
Come on, go on.
All right, cool. So all of us over 40.
Today in past
40. Maybe like I said. So all of us over 40. And we're now in a position where we're mature and we can speak more eloquently and we can more relate a point. So if we were to have a conversation with a woman now, would I say, yo, I'm ready for a relationship because X, Y, and Z. And we can communicate that. I think previously, if we were to think back to our 20s, when we would have this conversation the most, 20s, early 30s, when we'd have the conversation the most with women, would I say, yo, I'm in a position, but I want a relationship. I don't think we were able to accurately explain.
Swap me for I know.
Oh, I don't think I was in a place where I could accurately explain to these women.
I always
and I think they probably left with the wrong impression to think that, oh, it was something wrong with them, but it was just my way of saying, yo, we can't do it right now.
I've always been in a position and an understanding and on a platform to adequately and properly explain.
But think of the voice. The
fact is, a lot of people could not understand, and probably still today while we're talking about it now, couldn't understand. Because, as you said, a man in his 20s is not supposed to be telling you, according to how they're socialized, how can you say you're not ready for a relationship? That era is the era of, but I'm everything.
Yeah, man, but I was villainized, didn't I? I tell you, remember this one situation where this one girl.
But you for a different reason, bro, because you were clearly not saying you're not ready for a relationship for any other reason than. Me nah, hang up the junk cronies, you know.
Yeah, not even it. That wasn't even it. I personally.
There's something there.
Medium things on me.
I am a full kitchen, not previous, a one burner.
Previous situation. That was your reason for that one.
No. We're talking about the 20s. Where.
There's more than that. Actually, in my case, I was coming from, and I'm going to tell you about one specific instance. Because I remember, like, the girl, our friend them used to deal with me way out of the road, you know. If them see me talk to somebody, them I really go over to them. Hey, no one about it. Him a this type of person. Him a that. Him a that.
Oh,
I say, yo, who trouble you? Who hurt you? You know what I mean? But the truth is, our friend him they feel that way. Because I say, yo, I'm not in that position. I'm not secure the thing. Them I want secure it.
Right.
So I can't deal with you and give away you want. I know where you want.
Yeah.
And I can't give away you want because we're meeting right now. Me a build something. And that more I'm focused on.
Right. No.
He was coming to America.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much. Every day.
Yeah.
But something that some men either don't know about themselves or know slash recognize or them no one admit to anybody but themselves is on the emotional side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
I'm broken.
No, bro, no, but it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
Because there is lasting trauma.
It's a far different between I'm broken to I'm broken. Yeah. I'm broke, you can openly say, why are you not ready?
You're broke, not money.
I'm broken, it's not something man said. No,
I mean, all right, Roman, some of us has been, some men, not necessarily us, but some men.
Coffee. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Have gone through trauma, unbelievable trauma. And yeah, you might tell people that what kind of trauma man can go through? We're not gonna get into all of that right now, but a lot
Titanic.
Of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with some simple quote-unquote simple things.
Paternal.
Like travel. A youth grew up in a broken home.
Familial problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, it's a laundry list of all those types of problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
The spectrum wide. Everything can impact.
A youth grew up, this is trauma too, but less so than, say, abuse or witnessing abuse and everything. But a youth, I grew up, I watch him father be a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
A youth, I grew up, I watch him mother, even if not watch, but discover. See?
Say mother.
Don't be like that, though.
Many uncles.
Many uncles. Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's a term. Many uncles.
That's,
right, no, because when we say man and woman, you don't say nothing.
That was the punish.
And them thing they war can warp how the youth them grow up and view relationships. It can leave some feeling rather jaded. It can for others be instructional. Where them feel say, I saw it figure.
Bro, the youth will watch or a mother. Can't remember people, I don't business with academics tell you. It's more what children see. Now what you tell them.
Right, facts.
There's a youth who him watching mother, whether with his father or with men. And every woman where him come across as him get older, him understand one thing. Then if my mother
did do so
put
so
up with this.
Right. She should also
not really put up with, but you understand it.
So whatever behavior mommy exhibits.
So how you a child tell me now, say. When we get up and left them thing, I'ma say, yo, deal with it. I saw him see his mother attend to things.
It's instructional.
Now, the funny thing is, the woman who not like that, him say, you know, I'm not really ready for you, you know, my girl. And it wouldn't be understood automatically that he is so warped because what he's waiting until the day, him find not only servile, but almost slave mentality type people who him don't need at any point to give emotion to at all. Yeah. Zero.
You know, just to compliment what you're saying, one of my favorite books in recent times, one of my favorite reads in recent times is based on the life of a brother called Iceberg Slim, who was a pimp, one of the most recognized pimps in the US. You know, Iceberg Slim became a pimp because of the things we see mother do to men. Think about that, you know. Your mother used to style man, chat them, take them money, all kind of thing. All in life, him just sit down and watch this.
Right.
And reach a point where that, see, growing up and watching this, the other thing said, him expect.
It normalized.
Brother,
in his mind, it normalized.
No, but he started
formalizing.
He started.
And then him.
that made him derive value. So he said, all right, you only good for one thing. For use your body and take things from man. So I'm going to use you for make you use your body and take things from man and carry it, come give me. Because right. That's all him see them as. That's right. The only, that's to him just say a value upon them, a price, a length of time. And him use mileage and some terms to describe them. And
right. Yeah.
Brother, when we think about it, when you said that a while ago, show you. So sometimes everybody's circumstance determine how them interpret things and how they're gonna end up and treat the person with them.
It can.
But Iceberg is the first man who you wouldn't expect to be ready.
One way or the next.
No, but that man is not a man you'd expect for ready for a relationship. Because all the years he been big pimping.
Mm-hmm.
Which woman going to come and I make him able to say, yo.
But there is one.
Me ready for this. It take a long time because the picture I have on the wall, somebody else have a government a different frame.
Right.
Because right now where it is childhood trauma. Some man might say, yo, I'm not ready for a relationship. But the truth is, it probably can't explain the fact that, yo, I suffer some things while I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to unlearn these things before I can commit to somebody.
Yeah.
You got me, Jay?
That's a fact. Another thing, nothing man now gonna admit. A genuine fear of commitment. No, like,
yeah.
Because, and that fear take care of us on a different path.
You know, you know what commitment, in the eyes of men.
Totally different from what it is for women.
That too, commitment for women.
Well, it's totally, but we, yeah.
Commitment for women is a wedding day.
Is that event?
I never say a marriage. It's a wedding day.
Yeah, man, because it's an event.
That is, if it don't have a wedding day, it don't end up being the story of commitment. Commitment to a man is an extremely wide word. Not big word, wide word.
The scope, am I understanding what I mean?
Because if you understand commitment to anything and you put it with another human being who is not your child or your parent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're committed to your family, you're committed to your job, you're committed to, what you call it, that same growth.
May I show you?
Money, but right. Future, whatever.
Right.
But you're saying commitment to you, all of a sudden, you know, that one person is as big as all the other things. Absolutely. On the other side of so, the scale.
Just to simplify just so. Just to simplify it.
Yes, if them come to take it.
Women always ask, like, yo, why you not just support a different team? Yeah, support Arsenal all your life. Why you still support Arsenal?
So I get personal in the hand.
Because of my side. All right, let me not use that.
No, carry on. No, go ahead.
But that's how men are. Remember,
I'm not ready for that relationship.
And decades, Liverpool never there, you never stop supporting.
No, the Premier League, but mm-hmm.
But you never stop supporting.
Right.
You know what I mean? You stick to them and you're your team.
And you know, right. So you know my side is like
right.
In the sewer. And
Rodney is right now suffering with his team.
Yeah.
But he has celebrated with his
team. And we still a drink out that red. Because still a drink out that red cup, in spite of the fact, eh?
A tree, red side.
All our teams.
They're just rubbish.
It's the same thing with your barber.
Yeah.
When a man say, all right, this is my barber.
All right, but here what?
And you them girls, they come in like, Halle Barber.
And that's the thing. Commitment, as Rodney say, is a broad spectrum in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? It can go down different channels. When a man say fear of commitment, right? It's the long-term obligation,
right,
to one, generally speaking,
yeah,
to an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Who has the ability to reconstitute your life,
right,
if they change,
right,
your commitment.
Right.
You remember I said to you, everything that you commit to, mm-hmm, can be on one side of the scale.
Right.
And our biggest problem is not so much the commitment to the one person, but the fact that this one person on the other side,
right,
can tip the scale and remove and
everything
replace everything and on the
very,
other side.
That's a very important point, because
that our makes up when most man
nervous. When you mention a while ago, like a football team,
mm-hmm,
a barber, mm-hmm, right? Commitment to support a football team,
mm-hmm, completely different from a relationship.
Vastly, it's not even the same,
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
You understand me? You're
not always support Arsenal, win or lose. You're not always support that if she sleep with everybody on the avenue.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the other side of commitment or fear of commitment is
depends
along the line of a loss of freedom.
Right.
Because here it is now, again, you fear the long-term obligation. Right?
This personal.
Eh?
This personal?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Because I never had that fear.
Oh, cool. At points I have feared the long-term obligation. Mm-hmm. But me married now for, this year I'm going to make what, 12? No, like, 12 years, yeah, this year I'm going to make 12.
Bro, edit that part there.
No, man, enough edit. My wife know how that go.
Bro, no, it's not your wife, bro. I don't want 150 mad women to say,
He don't remember how long he married.
He didn't remember.
That man a good man. That okay, all right. Okay. Other than he married him. Yeah. Over the blood. Yeah. Yeah.
You married 11, so, 12, or 13 years. Years. Something like that.
From 2013, yeah. We married. Anyway, point is, I make it, is the long-term commitment, long-term obligation, and the loss of freedom. But it's not just that. Hear what now. You are committing yourself to one woman. Yes? Knowing fully well that every day you wake and go up on the road, you're going to see other women that may catch your eye.
Right.
For whom you may lust, fantasize, engage in conversation, whether intentionally or otherwise.
And, intellectually and, or otherwise.
Intellectually or otherwise. Otherwise, yeah. Right? So you say, yo, John Star, then if me, I stick to the red cup here. Right?
I'm more so on green cup. I'm more the
green,
blue cup.
The green cup, they look nice. So the blue cup, they, you know, so.
Exclusivity. Ah, so, dear. But, now I can finish in point.
But voila. Now, I'm excusing it, you know. All I'm saying is, sometimes it is a fear. When I'm saying we're not ready, it's a fear of commitment. You understand me? And the producer just ball up about exclusivity a while ago. And there is also that too.
Right.
Because
sometimes that's the fear.
It's not the commitment.
That's one of the fear that you have that face, you know.
It's not the commitment that people afraid of.
The fear of exclusivity. Because
the fact that he was an Arsenal supporter, you know. Which that by itself is a totally different
question. Right?
He watches other football teams, you know.
Right.
That are not Arsenal.
Right.
And him like the game, eh? Him like the way the team that he play. As a matter of fact, him rate them defense, them
right.
You know,
it don't mean that he's suddenly no longer an Arsenal supporter.
And this is where I'm
going. You are committed to have one wife, and you're committed to your wife.
Right.
Good. The world continues to exist.
Indeed.
So, where I'm going with it.
You understand now,
as an Arsenal supporter, I'm also a Barcelona supporter. As you can imagine, most people who support Arsenal, they support Arsenal for the style of play. They play a particular way, a movement, the tiki-taka. Barcelona is the same thing. Personally, for me, that's why I mean support the team.
But Wenger never used to play tiki-taka football. But anyway, we're not
going to... Wenger ball is a different thing, man.
Yeah, which, no, which is what I'm saying. So we're
not... It was beautiful to watch.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at them, like, the thing that made me enjoy
and this is one of the reasons we the don't keep football conversation when you start with Arsenal supporter.
We're going to move past it now.
Yeah?
We're going to move past it now. So
abuse over time.
Arsenal supporter, I also support Barcelona.
Yeah.
You think somebody can look for me today in an Arsenal jersey? And then tomorrow, me in a Barcelona jersey, and them say, you sell out. I could care
you. Or that you have commitment issues.
I have commitment issues.
You are committed to the two.
I'm commit. Because both of them are my side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about it. It's hard to draw a parallel now because.
If you had a choice.
The same thing.
If you had a choice now to say exclusivity.
But
Arsenal, you don't know.
It's back to the. Yeah, Arsenal all the time.
Here you go.
However, if Arsenal play Barcelona, I go cheer for Arsenal.
Yeah.
That's the point I make it.
No.
But if I.
And I think.
But if I walk away, if I go with this side.
We move on.
Yeah.
No matter of our category of, what I said earlier, preference and choices. Right? Just to say, I'm not ready. A lot of times, Zin. Step back a little. I don't believe we as a human race, generally speaking, have been raised to speak the unfiltered truth on the one hand, but to also receive the unfiltered truth on the other hand. Right?
Facts.
So when a man say, sometime when a man say, I am not ready for a relationship, right? It is down to, I'm not ready for a relationship with you, Miss So-and-so. And him just say him not ready as a soft letdown.
And that is Zane, oftentimes the perception.
That one. The other side of it is, or another part to it is, I'm not ready for a relationship because I want to enjoy my single life some more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not willing for us to do both at the same time.
That, my friend, right? Is an unfair assumption.
Right?
Well, all right.
But I'm going to go into that a little bit.
No, no. It's, all right. Don't. That's the general.
Right, I understand exactly.
And
let me just marry this other point with that same one. Enjoy the same
life. I like that he's gonna marry them together.
Single life.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm not ready for a relationship. But let's marry this point.
Marry the single life. Yeah, let's go.
With a desire to explore other options.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So the assumption where Rodney say some of these women will make. Zayn or a man make, why I'm saying I'm not ready because she don't accept him certain type of behavior, right? Is that, remember now, generalistically, you know, reprogram say it's supposed to be, relationships supposed to include two people exclusive to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
I'm an animal. God didn't make me that way.
Most of us that way, but we'll talk about the programming.
We're talking about the programming. You understand what I say? So we make certain assumptions. Because most men assume say, yeah, I'm not good on them. Most men assume say women want relationships. They want more than one relationship. Them don't just want fuck and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Most men make the assumption there.
Right.
See? Me feel say that assumption they're really not wrong. You understand me? But because you don't know every woman, you have to now inquire. Find out what she wants. Because you may very well be surprised, whether pleasantly or unpleasantly. But you may very well be surprised. Say, she really don't want David Ian, she just want peace of
you. You might also be surprised to know that she's okay with you out there. Here. As long as she remains
respected and STI free.
The one you're committed to,
yes,
while you don't need to be exclusively hers.
Right.
It's called having your cake.
And eating.
Eating it too.
It's called having your cake and eating.
Hey yo.
Eating your cake and having it.
We need a solid point just now.
Dirty man.
We need a solid point. And the point is, we just manage to differentiate and separate. We can show your commitment there, so.
Exclusivity
there, so. Two totally different items.
And
two completely different elements.
And where do you think?
No, they're not completely different
men,
about yet.
Where do you think men fall generally when they say, I'm not ready for a relationship?
No.
What is relationship equal to?
But definitely commitment.
No.
And generally, I don't think
men are real men now. We don't know about some other man.
Then you there.
We are not afraid to commit.
No.
It is man's DNA, man's psyche to be committed.
Yep.
But to what?
No. To be
committed.
Committed.
Okay, right.
This Baba.
Where's the producer? We're not wired to be exclusive.
You see, Baba and Arsenal.
Right.
While women might sit down and just think it's some flippant type of reference.
Trivial,
the kind of commitment.
So understand.
No. The kind of commitment it takes is why women have sat down for decades and said, I don't get it.
Because they think it's so trivial.
This man can't get up out of bed but I sat the morning at 10 o'clock for do X. But at 7:15, they don't get it.
Yeah.
We were born
when daylight committed. At 6:30 the ball game starts.
We've been hunters and we've been protectors and that takes an innate commitment.
Absolutely.
Exclusivity is a concept. And that is where. That's why Solomon them they never have these problems. The biblical men never had these problems. Nobody came to them to sell them new age. It's me or nothing. That never exists. That's not what a kingdom is. Mm. And we born to create kingdoms. Different kingdoms, of course, because we can all rule the throne at the same time.
Well,
but it's not commitment, Manfreda.
Neither can we all say there's a one size fits all for every man.
Unless you use Chinese condom.
Hey, well, so, this is just, continue.
No, I wasn't going to go much further because while
none of our arguments is one right, size fits all. Right, I'm just saying.
Right. So, yeah. Because while there's innate, or an innate connection to commitment, maybe it's every man of that. Maybe it's bar none.
Yeah.
Zin?
Right.
Even the worthless have worthless.
Right?
Mm.
Which is why I'm asking the question, commitment to what? You understand me? But then you say, it is the concept, well, not so much concept, but the principle of commitment that is in all of us as men.
Yeah.
Not saying that women don't have it either, we're just talking about man.
Mm-hmm.
Zin?
We're trying to make them understand us, so.
Yeah.
Exclusivity is something that we're not all built for. The desire, Zin, to be exclusive is something that is learned.
Imposed.
Learned.
No, it's not that imposed takes away from both can exist.
It's a social construct.
Right. Willfully.
And there are arguments to support the benefits of exclusivity. And I subscribe to many of those arguments. Particularly if you raise a family and you want a certain amount of stability in your household. See? Not saying that you can't have a stable household while the father is not exclusively the mother's.
Let me just tell you what exclusivity does for you as a man.
Yeah.
It means that something else must suffer.
Yeah.
Right. So
that
when it is a desire or
if you are exclusive to your mother, your wife, girlfriend, whatever, friends. Everything else, something is going to lose. If you're exclusive, exclusivity creates exclusion. There's no way exclusivity gets bigger and inclusivity also gets bigger. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. And that is where, when you ask a man to center his mind on the idea of exclusivity and cover it in the shroud of commitment, you're asking him to walk blindfolded into something every day and believing that he's heading where he's going.
On that note, some wedding vows say forsaking all others. which plays out your point.
Who put that bullshit? Who put that in a vow?
Which plays out your point.
You didn't say it when you get married?
Never did.
Oh.
Because me and my wife, we sat down and we made our own vows. Right. That's what I'm going to say.
Breakfast in all others.
Right?
Five staking.
Yeah.
But they on that point of other things suffering is a real point. You understand me? If you are exclusive to some other things, I forgot what it is.
Something
but what it means, therefore, and we can probably discuss in a one different. It's a different topic, right? As a matter, a life matter. I think you have to treat your life like a business. Just like how you have to treat your relationship like a business. You need to do a cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. You need to take time to review, see what works, what doesn't work, what is your aim, how are all the activities that you're currently pursuing.
Restructure.
Then you have to restructure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to
fire
and fire.
Separate with a partner because your partner downsize.
Right.
Your partner is eating away at the value of the entity. You must separate from this partner. Yes.
Right. So
I totally understand.
Yeah. So you have to take things serious.
Yeah.
But especially when it comes to relationships, because we derive so much pleasure from our relationships. We just go along for the ride and have a really good time and whatever. And you're not necessarily thinking, all right, hold on a second. we need to get back to like a boring part. You understand me? Mm-hmm. And properly look upon how it really go, mm-hmm. and what is making sense, what is not making sense. Should we continue? Have an open, honest conversation.
Maybe we need to pivot.
There are two things, man.
Maybe we need to bring in a support
system. There are two things that mean the same. And neither of the two, well, for me, there are just two things that don't work. Exclusivity. Am I willing to be with you and you alone? Yes.
That's a willingness.
Within this frame that is us. This frame that is us cannot be the frame for the entire world and how we exist within it. Compromise. I just told you that exclusivity runs at all times exclusion. Yeah. Compromise means that in order for you to have something, I have to give up something.
Right.
Let us share moments. Let us not compromise. I don't need to feel I've given up something and lost something. Any day we feel that way, we start to compromise. We start to have a problem. When you ask a man about a commitment, he's willing to commit. It is exclusivity that helps to make things like compromise get legs and life. And his man start to say, yo, me no think me.
So I'm
committed to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm not going to have the exclusive idea that you think we should boil grass and only drink mint tea. No.
Gotcha. So we dissect a few things. We got your commitment versus exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
We got your reasons why a man might not be willing to say, yo, I'm gonna be with you right now.
The big buckets. So since I do a recap, then the big buckets would be emotional, practical, and preferential.
Right, but I mean, at the same time, fair. So you're wrapped up in the big buckets.
Yeah.
I'd like for us to take a quick second for Big Up Ideas Evolution Studios, because man, tell everybody.
What's in them there?
Yeah, scan the QR code right there. So right. Ideas Evolution always give us the best experience. The sound quality nice.
And they're committed to helping us produce an excellent product.
They're committed to quality.
Which thus far has been absolutely internationally branded and put forward, produced exclusively and for committed us to an all-inclusive acceptance of great men.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, what am I telling like that?
Yeah, what me?
You need to snip that and turn it in that ad. So just get the QR code right and say if you want to book it.
If you want the best, you can get.
Exclusive.
Ideas Evolution. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. We're basically at the end of our episode, but I wanted us to, especially on a topic like this, I think our parting words would be most pointed today specifically. So let's start with Rodney.
Parting words. Men must, as best possible, try to know who they are. And if you know who you are, and we're not talking about knowing who you are for the rest of your life in this moment, but understand your foundation and what kind of structure you at least want to have. It makes it easier for you to know who you want to be in your life along the way of your journey. And if that is friend, family, blah, blah, but you come to this woman in the structure. If she's not going to make you view commitment in a certain kind of way, then maybe you need to reassess it, you know, and also understand the difference between the commitment you're giving and whether you want exclusivity to be the part of the structure you're raising. Other than that, but one must first start. You can't add people in your life if you don't know your fucking self. It don't make sense.
Talk to the camera. Ladies, When a man says he's not ready, he's either healing, hustling, or just happy to be single.
The so, tree H.
High heart talking.
The tree H.
Ladies.
Bitches.
Ladies. When a man says he's not ready for a relationship, he's either healing, hustling, or happy to be single. Be happy and take it as clarity and not rejection. Clarity, not rejection. See? Because the truth is, the right man for you won't need convincing. He'll be ready.
You never have an age to replace clarity.
No.
Okay. Honest.
I'm trying to add on what EJ said. Yeah. There is no one size fits all. You know what I mean? So ladies, if I understand, say, there is going to be a trial and error process. And not because you feel like this is the one. If he doesn't feel like he is the one, that means you have a problem. That means you need to figure it out and probably move on and find somebody else, respectfully. Yeah. So, I mean, in everything, we should try to understand and establish value. And value, the funny thing about value, it must be agreed. So you can feel say you're worth $5 or you're worth 5 years, but me decide say you're worth 2 minutes. And we have a problem. So we have to suck up on somewhere in between this, because once you go over the 2 minutes for me, you're gonna say, oh yo, you overstay your time.
Yeah.
Demand.
Versus. Yeah, I understand the man. So respectfully, supply. The man them for understand who them is, live them own life.
Right.
And nobody make nobody tell you what you worth and what you want in a life or what you should do.
Yeah.
Stick to your guns, understand what you're about, and live your life. Make sure you say you're happy with your life.
Read. Keep Songs of Solomon. Hello, the George Bush reasoning. Hey, yo, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Unscripted. Thank you so much for sticking and staying. May I open a subscribe. When you turn on the notification bell, no sound, you can see what I'm going to do. Anytime we go some whoops and drop a new episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So until next week, give thanks to life.